is it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. Well, maybe not you, but definitely me. This is something that's been manifesting in my mind for quite some time. And I hope you like it. I hope it brings you some sort of value. That's my mission. That's my goal, at least for this, is I want you to actually be able to walk away and say, all right, that was of value. It was anything but boring, but it was of value as well. So live from the shop that brought you the famous Voodoo Child cold brew coffee, this is my 5-step intermittent fasting protocol that'll open up dimensions you never knew existed. So when I say that, I mean it. It's going to open up dimensions you never knew existed, because you're going to have a newfound energy. And energy is what everybody runs off of. And I'm going to be able to put you into some sort of primal state. I also don't want you to focus too much on the word intermittent. I think fasting in general is going to be something that's going to provide a lot more value. And I'll kind of go over the difference. But these proven steps, they're going to be the key in unlocking much more than just getting rid of gobs of fat. Because when done correctly, fasting will have this carryover effect that it'll provide some sort of confidence to move the needle year-round. Instead of chasing your tail at different times, to move the needle year-round, whether it be to burn fat, whether it be have a better quality of life, whether it be to have more energy, year-round. Let's move the needle. So without further ado, let's dive into step one, which is ownership. Ownership. So where do I start? First off, let's get this straight. All right. You are the CEO of your own life. So the CEO, that's right. The chief executive officer, the one that makes the final decision, right? So act like it. Any of my current or past private coaching clients, they'll attest. Once you commit with me, you're all in. It's an all or nothing attitude and culture that I'm going to display. And I attempt to create this when we start this relationship. So it starts now. Meaning, all right, things are going to go south, right? Within this mission. Just things will go unplanned. We know that. But we don't change the mission. There's no blame game. Anything that happens bad during this course of our coaching is your responsibility. So be accountable and hold yourself responsible, owning your wins and your losses. So here's a couple examples, right? So my coach goes rogue and tells somebody to beat it, right? I can't just say, well, that was my coach. No, it's my fault. I hired him. An employee fails to execute his or her job, delaying the process. It's my fault. I could have led better. COVID. I should have been preparing. Taking this, it's called extreme ownership, and I got that from Jocko. It rids the ability to make excuses, because the only one to blame is yourself. So it's this mindset that it creates like a sense of decision making based on solutions. There's a problem. Good. Let's find the solution. This mindset, it'll put you in the front of the class of accomplishment. It's different to taking everything on your own shoulders. It's a different mindset. It's my fault. This is what I need to do better, because I don't want to put myself in this predicament again. So how does this relate to intermittent fasting? Over the next few chapters, I'm going to prep you for a 48-hour fast. And my objective is to instill the awareness and confidence needed to accomplish this. So if it's done right, so if I do it right, you will be fully engaged and practically, I guess, jumping out of your seats in anticipation, because you're about to provide value to your body and mind. So much value to your body and mind. It's unbelievable. But you got to take ownership. Here's a cool quote I found as I was writing my goal book, and it was by Napoleon Bonaparte. I hope I said that right. I don't know. It just sounds Napoleon Bonaparte. It sounds Italian, but maybe it's not. So he says, if you build an army of 100 lions and their leader is a dog, in any fight, the lions will die like a dog. But if you build an army of 100 dogs and their leader is a lion, all dogs will fight as if they're a lion. I don't know. That just was kind of a badass quote that I put it in here. But having ownership is it's like the foundation of being a great leader. And as I stated earlier in this chapter, we are all the CEOs of our own lives. So if this statement resonates, a qualified CEO is always a student of quality leadership. The most important question you can answer yourself is why, though? So once you understand the mission, you know your whatever your mission is, okay? Just throwing it out there. My mission is to lose 20 pounds. All right. Well, why? Okay. Now that's the most important question, right? You need to be able to believe with the utmost conviction of that mission. So we'll go back to I need to lose 20 pounds. Well, okay. Do you really believe you can lose 20 pounds? Or are you just saying that because you saw a fitness model on a magazine or scrolling through Instagram, right? Do you truly believe it? And a lot of times you need to know why. Why do you really want to lose that 20 pounds? Because in order to convince and inspire others to follow and accomplish a mission, the leader, so you must be a true believer in that mission. You must believe in the greater cause. If you do not believe, you will not take the risk required to overcome changes necessary to win. And change is hard. Nobody likes to change. Change is hard, but change is necessary. What do you think that you have done in your life that allows you that you do not need change in your life? That you can just sit in comfort and glide through. And that's not true. That's just survival mode. You're just surviving. Actions reflect belief with clear confidence. But so do words. So you got to tell yourself why. You can't fake doubt. You either believe or you don't. So if I didn't lose you by now and you're still listening, my why. So like my why for you is simple. The stronger your mind, body, and spirit, the stronger your quality of life. You being strong is a direct representation of the energy that you're putting out. So I'm here to make the world stronger. I found that. I through the last 10, 12 years in this industry, there's utmost conviction that this is just what I was born to do. I don't know why. I mean, I know my why, and I'm going to tell you in a minute, but I don't know who or what reason for me to be able to pass down strength to other people, but I've been able to do it, and I like doing it. So every person has that ability to pass down strength. And what happens is it creates like this massive ripple effect of, I don't know, it's like awesomeness, I guess. And that awesomeness spreads fast. But it always starts with one single person. So when I mention awesomeness, I'm talking about how the world conspires to match you with other like-minded individuals and provides like opportunities. This lifestyle is manifested by some of the most successful people in the world. It's the 1% of the 1%. So if I want to make the world stronger, it starts with one person. And I know that one person is going to have a massive ripple effect to other people in their lives. And eventually, the world will become a stronger place. So let me ask you a question. What's your why? Let's get back to this. Seriously. Why are you interested in fasting? Why are you interested in getting stronger? The first answer is usually like the first layer, right? So we got to dive deep. Let's peel back what's going on and get to the core of your why. And because this is an audio, I can't sit here and just try to pull shit out of you. I got to do it by example, right? So I guess I should just start off with introducing who I am, right? I'm Brandon. I'm Brandon Kelly. And I've been instilled with the ability to earn my keep. It's crazy to think that. And it's like, oh, I'm such a badass. No, I just truly believe in the word earn. I want to earn things. I've been gifted with this ability to get beat up, but keep moving forward. And this, like I said, I'm not bragging about this. But This is just the confidence I need to truly believe in my mission to make the world strong. So when I was a kid, I wasn't the biggest or strongest. I shied away from a lot of things. So one of the things, I got into lifting because of a series of events that kind of happened. And I chose to take to kind of vouch and provide a solution for my problem. And my problem was that I was an easy target. Let's just say that, right? And I was a bit out of control myself. So in early high school, a Latin king pulled a snub-nosed pistol on me and jammed it in my sternum. And I thought I was going to die, right? I got into lifting because of that. I got into lifting because I was thrown into a dumpster before and embarrassed. I got into lifting because as I matured and I wanted to go in different directions and I just was, something outside led me. It was like there's a magnet in this universe and it led me to do some cool things. But as I was going through it, I was told it wasn't possible. So I got into lifting, I guess we could say, to become strong. And I keep up with my fitness because I'm vulnerable. I'm still that young kid. I'm still that 14-year-old getting bullied and harassed. I'm still that kid that's been misguided and beat, right? We all are. We're all vulnerable. And I took complete ownership and vowed to never get caught slipping again. Right? I'm going to take in control. I'm the CEO of my life, so I'm going to take control of my life and I'm going to do what it takes to make me happy. And I don't want to get caught slipping. So what's your why? There's got to be a driving force, like some sort of driving force that can be used as an anchor. There's always like a purpose, right? Drive that purpose home with something that'll keep you on point. Is it your kids? I don't know. Is it rejection? Is it change? Whatever it is, use it for fuel. All this shit I stated for my why, you know, the situations that led me to wanting to be stronger. This is what's known as the dark side. Using the dark side to bring in the light. Nobody said that you can't dwell on the past, right? I know this is going against a lot of psychoanalysis and theories, but Tim Grover used this. Tim Grover was a strength and conditioning coach for Michael Jordan when he was at his prime. And he teaches this concept and it's brilliant. Well, it's brilliant for people like myself who can utilize the past, things that have really caused dark moments to bring in the light when I'm at the gym. You could think about these things. What's fuel for your fire? You're going to need it. You're not going to have me around all the time. I guess this is a brief of who I am as your coach for the next four chapters. My mission is to get you strong, way beyond the weights, and it's all going to start with you. That's why practicing ownership in my book is going to be number one. Everything falls on your shoulder. How much shit can you take and still move forward? And that's one of the keys to success. That's capacity. How much can you take and still move? So before I leave you, there's no excuse to be 40 pounds overweight. I mean, you could tell me all the excuses you want, but that's, you know, my name's Paul. That's between y'all. There's no excuses for you not to be able to work out three times a week. There's no excuses why you can't rationalize your sugar. There's simply no excuses anymore other than it won't happen again because I'm going to learn. Because you know that being a victim, nobody cares. Nobody truly cares that you're the victim. As harsh as that sounds, it's the truth. You are the only one that is in complete control of your life.